Namaste, friend. My name is Heather Wiest, and I am blessed and honored to be guiding this Christ-centered yoga nidra, the armor of God. But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, and triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtain from me, says the Lord. Isaiah 54:17, from the Amplified Bible. Please sit or lie down, resting comfortably. Take a moment to settle in and land into your space, noticing body, mind, and spirit. Begin to ground and center spiritually. Invite the Holy Spirit to flow in and through you. Feel love, grace, and peace holding you secure. As the eyes are closed, begin to let go of any thoughts, worries, expectations, or tension in the mind and the body. We'll take 3 deep breaths to relax now. Take a nice deep breath in and let it go through the mouth. Again, breathe in and let it go. Last time, inhale and let it out, releasing tension and dropping inside. And now lift the right foot and leg 1 inch off the ground. Continue to breathe. Hold the leg. Hold. Hold. And as you drop the foot and leg to the ground, take a nice exhale. Let go completely. Feel heaviness flooding the leg. Lift the left foot and leg 1 inch off the ground. Continue to breathe as you hold the leg. Hold, hold. Now exhale as you drop the foot and leg to the ground. Let go completely. Feel heaviness flooding the leg. Tense and lift the buttocks, hips, and pelvic area off of the ground. Continue to hold, hold, tighten. Now let go and drop. Feel the whole body letting go. Surrender to gravity. Now make fists with the hands and contract the arms until they lift off of the floor. Hold, hold, tighten, and let go. Let go completely. Feel a wave of heaviness flood the body. Surrender to gravity. Feel the support of the earth beneath you. The whole body supported by the earth beneath you. Release any holding or tension anywhere. Feel how the boundaries of your body dissolve into the space around you as you sink deeply into the floor. As you sit or lie down, make yourself very comfortable. Make any adjustments now to release tension in the body. As we move into the next phase of guided relaxation, resolve to be motionless, very still. If at any point you need to move, do so mindfully and then return to stillness as soon as possible. If you're using an eye pillow, you may place it over the eyes now. Resolve to stay awake. Simply allow your mind and body to respond to directions easily and without force. Listen to the sound of my voice and stay connected to my voice throughout the session. And now begin to shift from thinking and doing to feeling and being. Invite the Holy Spirit to move in and through you. Let go completely and relax and receive this gift. Follow my guidance as we begin circular breathing. Become aware of your natural inhalations and exhalations. On your next inhale, feel the breath move up through the back body to the top of the head. As you exhale, the breath cascades down through the front body. Inhale, up through the back body. Exhale, down through the front body in a circular pattern. Breathing through the nose or mouth, whatever is most natural for you. Imagine a beautiful circle forming within you and around you as you breathe. You may envision the breath as bright light within you, radiant and glowing. Breathe slowly and steadily. Allow a sense of ease and peace to wash over you as you breathe. Allow this feeling of ease to wash over your entire body, releasing tension, worry, anxiety now. Let go into a deep sense of stillness and silence. Let go even more. And now breathe normally and be still. Allow the breath to move as it wishes. So much that it's not you breathing, but you being breathed. Do nothing from now on. Allow yourself to settle and respond easily to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Bring your attention to the space between the eyes. Allow your attention to rest here at the brow center without effort or struggle. Feel the Holy Spirit moving in and through you. Shifting attention down to the throat, right shoulder joint, right elbow, right wrist, right thumb, right index finger, right middle finger, right ring finger, right little finger, right wrist, right elbow, right shoulder, throat, left shoulder joint, left elbow, left wrist, left thumb, left index finger, left middle finger, left ring finger, left little finger, left wrist, left elbow, left shoulder joint, throat, heart center, right chest, heart center, left chest, heart center, upper abdomen, navel point, pelvis, right hip joint, right knee, right ankle, right big toe, right second toe, right third toe, right fourth toe, right fifth toe, right ankle, right knee, right hip joint, pelvis, left hip joint, left knee, left ankle, left big toe, left second toe, left third toe, left fourth toe, left fifth toe, left ankle, left knee, left hip joint, pelvis, navel point, upper abdomen, heart center, throat, brow center. And now relax into the stillness that has been created. Completely let go and feel. Scripture meditation. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18 from the Passion Translation. Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of His explosive power flowing in and through you. Put on God's set of armor provided for us so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. Your hand-to-hand combat is not with human beings, but with the highest principalities and authorities operating in rebellion under the heavenly realms. For they are a powerful class of demon gods and evil spirits that hold this dark world in bondage. Because of this, you must wear all the armor that God provides so you're protected as you confront the slanderer, and for you are destined for all things and will rise victorious. Put on truth as a belt to strengthen you to stand in triumph. Put on holiness as a protective armor that covers your heart. Stand on your feet alert, then you'll always be ready to share the blessings of peace. In every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield, for it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. Embrace the power of salvation's full deliverance like a helmet to protect your thoughts from lies, and take the mighty, razor-sharp spirit sword of the spoken word of God. Pray passionately in the Spirit as you constantly intercede with every form of prayer at all times. Pray the blessings of God upon all his believers. Armor of God prayer. Gracious and mighty Lord, today I put on the full armor of God so I can withstand against the wicked plots of the enemy against me. I know I do not fight against flesh and blood, but against evil spiritual forces. I stand firm, planted in you, my Savior. I put on the belt of truth around my waist. I affirm and believe in your truth alone, Lord, and will not fall into the trap of believing the lies of the world. Help me to know your truth deeply and guide me continually in your truth. Lord, I put on the breastplate of righteousness, for I know I have been forgiven and freed from death because of Jesus. I live in Christ as a new creation and pursue righteousness over sinfulness and the desires of my flesh. Help me walk in your ways of goodness, humility, and love, so I live a life of righteousness that is pleasing to you and draws others to want to know you. Lord, I pray my feet would be fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. I step into that readiness and live out a firm foundation of peace in my relationship with you. You have empowered me to be a peacemaker. By your might, help me to foster true peace and be peace everywhere I go. Lord, I take up the shield of faith. I will not doubt. I will not worry. I will trust you to be faithful to your promises, providing all that I need. This shield of faith will quench every fiery dart the enemy throws my way. I will not be shaken. Rather, I will trust in you each day, regardless of my circumstances. Lord, I take and put on the helmet of salvation. My salvation in Christ is a gift. I believe with all my heart and mind that Jesus died for my sins and has saved me from death. I believe in the redemptive work Jesus accomplished on the cross and rejoice in his resurrection because I serve a living God who rose again. Thank you for saving me and offering the free gift of salvation to the whole world. Lord, I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Thank you for this powerful, offensive piece of armor. Your Word helps me to know you and your truth. Let your word be a lamp to my feet and allow it to purify my thoughts and intentions. I will read, learn, and live out what your word says so I can share the gospel and love others as you do. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. At this time, completely let go. Surrender to the radiance within you and around you. Allow yourself to receive the protective power of the Holy Spirit. Let go of thoughts and drift back into vast spaciousness. Light and calm. Allow yourself to receive these intentions. I am supernaturally infused with strength through my life union with the Lord Jesus. I am supernaturally infused with strength through my life union with the Lord Jesus. I stand victorious with the force of God's explosive power flowing in and through me. I stand victorious with the force of God's explosive power flowing in and through me. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit moving in and through me, inviting protection and deep healing. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit moving in and through me, inviting protection and deep healing. Jesus, you are my source of power and strength. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Jesus, you are my source of power and strength. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Now, allow yourself to tune into any specific message just for you. Open yourself to this guidance. Receive divine inspiration. At this time, feel the presence of any mentors, teachers, friends, or loved ones with whom you feel connected. Feel their presence surrounding you, guiding you, and supporting you. Know you can draw on this source of love and support at any time. And now notice if there's any guidance to be received at this time. Open yourself to this guidance. Listen and receive. If nothing comes, just relax back and receive the unconditional support surrounding you. Mm. Recognize now that a new shift has been made in your life, both physically and spiritually. This shift will enable you to honor Christ's radiant presence and guidance within you. Know that each time you align with the Holy Spirit, you balance body, heart, and soul. And ever so gently, begin to come back into the present moment. Keeping the body still, start to deepen your breath. Allow the breath to fill the space of your body. Your breath of life flowing freely. Each breath a purpose. Bringing some gentle movement to fingers and toes. Rocking the head gently side to side. If it feels right, taking a full body stretch. Place a bend into the knees and gently roll to either side, resting in a fetal position. Noticing here the effects of the practice. How do you feel different than when you first began? Is there anything you want to remember to take with you into the rest of your day or evening? If arising, use the strength of your arms to slowly come into a comfortable seated position, keeping the eyes soft or closed, palms facing up on the thighs in a receiving gesture, quietly reflecting for a few breaths. Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of His explosive power flowing in and through you. Ephesians 6:10, the Passion Translation. And we'll take two collective breaths together. Take a nice deep inhale in. Let it go through the mouth. Another deep inhale in. Long exhale out. Drawing the palms together at heart center. It has been a true honor and pleasure to guide you through this Christ-centered yoga nidra, the armor of God. Thank you for sharing your beautiful presence with me. From the light within me, I honor and respect the light within you. Walk in grace and peace and shine bright, my friend. Much love and namaste.